Minneapolis comes as massive presence law enforcement regains control. By Ildefonso Ortiz on June 1, 2020. A massive presence by law enforcement and National Guard members helped restore the peace in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul after several days of rioting and looting. Law enforcement officials successfully implemented a curfew and arrested some protesters who violated the order, bringing a night of peace to the city. On Monday, the Minnesota National Guard, along with multiple state and federal law enforcement agencies, began a coordinated effort to restore the peace. "We will continue to respond to all missions coordinated through the Multi-Agency Coordination Center. We are prepared to support the citizens of Minnesota as long as we are needed." pic.twitter.com/vpfatskokv. MN National Guard, at MN National Guard, June 1, 2020. Authorities deployed numerous teams throughout both Minneapolis and St. Paul, with National Guardsmen and state police taking to the streets. The force multipliers helped to free up local authorities so they could continue responding to 911 calls for service. Local law enforcement, the MN National Guard, and at MNDPS_MSP still working together in a multi-agency command center, MACC, activated Friday by @gov Tim Waltz. MAC is coordinating the state's public safety response to protests and demonstrations following #GeorgeFloyd's death. #MACM. MNDPS_DPS, at MNDPS_DPS, June 1, 2020. Part of the law enforcement strategy called for a curfew that went into effect on Monday at 10 p.m. The curfew is aimed at keeping people off the streets at night to avoid confrontations. ! Curfew now in effect in Minneapolis and St. Paul. ! Please allow our law enforcement to focus response and resources on the legitimate threats attacking our communities. Officers will enforce the curfew and arrest those who refuse to comply. #mcmpic.twitter.com/ursouka. MNDPS_DPS, at MNDPS_DPS, June 2, 2020. During the day, approximately 2,000 protesters gathered at the governor's mansion and the state capitol in St. Paul for a peaceful protest. However, after the curfew went into effect, 66 protesters remained. Authorities arrested them. Video from local journalists at the scene showed the large presence of law enforcement officials. Arrest being made at the Minnesota State Capitol. At Star Tribune pic.twitter.com/HelasPC1is. Carlos Gonzalez, at CarlosGPhoto, June 2, 2020. Hours later, police arrested three other individuals in Minneapolis for violating the curfew. The large police and military presence was successful in defusing any major violence following several days of riots. Three people were arrested late Monday for curfew violations at Lake Street and Bloomington Avenue in Minneapolis. Reminder: a curfew is currently in effect for Minneapolis and St. Paul until 4 a.m. Please stay home and don't put yourself in harm's way. #MACM. MNDPS_DPS, at MNDPS_DPS, June 2, 2020. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com.